The 1,143-year-long war had been begun on false pretenses and only continued because the two races were unable to communicate. Once they could talk, the first question was, "Why did you start this thing?" And the answer was, "Me?" The Torrens hadn't known war for millennia, and toward the beginning of the 21st century, it looked as though mankind was ready to outgrow the institution as well. But the old soldiers were still around, and many of them were in positions of power. They virtually ran the United Nations Exploratory and Colonization Group. That was taking advantage of the newly discovered collapsar jump to explore interstellar space. Many of the early ships met with accidents and disappeared. The ex-military men were suspicious. They armed the colonizing vessels, and the first time they met a Torren ship, they blasted it. They dusted off their medals, and the rest was going to be history. You couldn't blame it all on the military, though. The evidence they presented for the Torrens having been responsible for the earlier casualties was laughably thin. The few people who pointed this out were ignored. The fact was, Earth's economy needed a war, and this one was ideal. It gave a nice hole to throw buckets of money into, but would unify humanity rather than dividing it. The Torrens relearned war, after a fashion. They never got really good at it, and would eventually have lost. The Torrens, the book explained, couldn't communicate with humans because they had no concept of the individual. They had been natural clones for millions of years. Eventually, Earth's cruisers were manned by man, con clones, and they were, for the first time, able to get through to each other. The book stated this as a bald fact. I asked a man to explain what it meant, what was special about clone-to-clone communication, and he said that I, a priori, couldn't understand it. There were no words for it, and my brain wouldn't be able to accommodate the concepts even if there were words. All right, it sounded a little fishy, but I was willing to accept it. I'd accept that up was down if it meant the war was over. Man was a pretty considerate entity. Just for us 22, he went to the trouble of rejuvenating a little restaurant tavern and staffing it at all hours. I never saw a man eat or drink. Guess they'd discovered a way around it. I was sitting in there one evening, drinking beer and reading their book, when Charlie came in and sat down next to me. Without preamble, he said, "I'm going to give it a try." "Give what a try?"